This time we turn our attentions to the South Central Ambulance Charity itself. Vanessa Casey is in the hot seat this week. Vanessa, how are you, lovely? You all right?
I'm good, thank you, Chris. Yeah,
good.
Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming on, Vanessa, and chatting to us, and particularly more with the charity side of the South Central Ambulance Service, of course. Tell us how all that this came about then, the charitable side of the organisation.
So I guess the charitable side of the ambulance service has always kind of been there, and it's a kind of natural thing for people when they want to thank people for helping them and supporting them, often at their most difficult times, that they donate. They tend to donate funds. And so a charitable fund was set up to support the ambulance service. And then over the years, that turned into the South Central Ambulance Charity. And over the last sort of 6, 7, 8 years, we've grown and developed that. And we're now able to fund quite a lot more things across the ambulance service.
Okay, so it's literally sort of evolved, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. And we have a huge cohort of volunteers. What we're able to fund and the profile of the charity has increased a lot. And we're still growing. I think that's the key thing for us, is we feel there's still a lot more potential. There's a lot more we could do to help support our community.
Yeah, and it's tough, isn't it? Because obviously everyone is after money. And so it's really, I'm guessing the ambulance service is what it does really on the tin, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is tough out there. We're in a cost of living crisis, yeah. And people don't have spare funds often, but I think, like I say, there is a natural feeling for people when they've been at their lowest ebb and there are people there to help them, that they want to do, they want to give something back, and that is saying thank you, that is being able to donate and just to support the ambulance service in different ways. And I think it just shows how grateful people are for the NHS and all the services that are provided.
Absolutely, and long may it continue as well, because it's still tough, and obviously this time of the year is more prevalent, really, isn't it? Because we've got all the different winter pressures as well.
Yeah.
We've seen the queues outside QA and what have you. You know, and the staff get a lot of abuse, which is uncalled for. It's unneeded, really. They do fantastic work. Difficult for you guys too, isn't it, as a charity?
It is very difficult. Yeah. I mean, we are, like you say, going into our busiest time of year. Handover delays at the hospitals are difficult. They're difficult for everybody. And we all have to just work together to make sure we can provide the best possible services.
So by joining you then, Vanessa, let's sort of start, and because it might be people tonight listening to this may want to get involved, want to join, find out more about it. Is this like a stepping stone to the main service itself?
It can be. So we have a cohort of over 1,000 volunteers, and they carry out different roles. So our main group of volunteers are community first responders. They are deployed out to incidents from our most severe sort of cardiac arrest through to concern for welfare cases. And they will go out and they will often arrive at a patient's home or an incident before the ambulance is able to get there. They can start then looking after the patient and taking basic observations and getting things sort of settled and ready for the crew to arrive. We also have volunteer car drivers, so they support our patient transport service. So they are taking often vulnerable elderly people to non-emergency hospital appointments, medical appointments, because they don't have a way to get there. So that's really important as well. And we currently have a program called Volunteer to Career, which essentially is exactly what you've just said there. It's about coming on board as a volunteer and then finding out more about the different opportunities, the different paid roles that might be available, and being able to then train up and move through into paid employment.
Because, I mean, I know there's a pay dispute and all that kind of thing that's been going on, which has sort of hampered things the last couple of years, really, I'm guessing. But it's the actual, the work, the job, the people you meet along the way, too, that really sort of bring it to home, doesn't it, really? That makes it for people to come and join the service.
Yeah, it does. I mean, our volunteers and our staff, I mean, it's an incredibly close-knit group of people.
It's like a family, I suppose, isn't it, Vanessa?
Yeah, it is. And people often refer to it as a family. You know, they have to work together. They have to support each other. They get affected and impacted by some of the incidents they go to as well. You know, it can be quite distressing. Yes. It can be quite difficult at times. So it is really important that we have that kind of family feel and that people feel supported.
I mean, those ambulance programmes that are on, particularly on the BBC, that not on at the moment, but they have been. But, I mean, it's fascinating, really, to... Oh, some of it's gruesome, of course. Some of it's gory. Some of it's very upsetting. But, I mean, that's how it is, isn't it? That's how you see it day to day, basically. Yeah. What you see, what you get. But
absolutely.
Fascinating, you know.
It is. And I think it's good for people to be able to see that and to see what goes on. But it is one of the areas where we as a charity also support our staff. So we fund mental health and wellbeing programmes as well, so that, you know, our staff can get the support they need, you know, when they may have been through a difficult time.
Now, the charity obviously sort of shadows, I'm guessing, the actual ambulance service itself, particularly here, of course, where we are, South Central, where we come under. So that's Hampshire, Berkshire, Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire. That's quite a huge patch to cover, isn't it?
It is a big patch, yeah, those four counties. And also, we're also in Surrey and Sussex for our patient transport service as well.
That's quite diverse too, Vanessa, isn't it, as well, I'm thinking?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're covering a population of around 7 million people.
Wow.
It's quite a varied. You've got quite rural areas. You've then got your cities, your, you know, different population densities in different parts of the patch. It's geographically quite tight, so some other areas of the country, you know, are quite spread out, but it's incredibly busy, and the teams are kept pretty busy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and keeping things ticking along as well. When you see these stories, of course, we've seen it on the news as well, where, you know, the ambulance is waiting there for 12 hours sometimes. You know, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? We've got to this situation, which is scary in itself. But I'm guessing, you know, without you guys as well as backup, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where our community first responder volunteers really come into their own, because they are deployed and they respond from where they live or work. So they're very close to the emergencies that they're sent to. So they can be within sort of 5 minutes of an incident. That means they can get there really quickly. So we can try and minimise those delays for people, especially for those non-life-threatening calls that are still really important, but might not be, you know, the top category of emergency. And they can get there and they can start helping the patient, you know, so before the crew arrives. And on some occasions, sometimes they can stand the crew down, because that means that the patient has been referred to a community service or wherever they need to be. And the ambulance crew can then go to, you know, another job, so that can be really, really important.
You mentioned there a lot of volunteers. How many was it again you had volunteers?
We've got over 1,000 volunteers.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm guessing for that sort of big area, you actually need that amount of people too.
Yeah, we do, but we are always looking for more. So, you know, we have some volunteer opportunities currently available in the sort of Portsmouth area. So if people are looking to help us out, then they can go to our website, sagacitycharity.org.uk, and all of our opportunities are listed on there, and people can apply online and find out more about the different opportunities that are available.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm guessing, I mean, what just gives a flavour, just to sort of whet people's appetite if they are interested tonight, Vanessa?
Yeah, so we're currently looking for volunteer car drivers in the Portsmouth area. Yeah. So this is about non-emergency patient transport, taking patients quite often to regular appointments. So you can be taking the same patient to renal dialysis appointments, to radiotherapy appointments. These are really important appointments that people need to get to but don't always have transport. So this is really supporting that group of patients. And then at the moment, community first responders in Havant and Emsworth, we're particularly looking for. And community first responders are those guys that are sent out to emergency incidents. So that can be anything from, like I say, a cardiac arrest, that, you know, that where seconds really count, through to a non-injury fall or a concern for welfare. And they can apply online, and then you get contacted by one of our clinicians who will just talk to you about the role, what it's all about, what it involves. And then you get invited to training days, you get an induction, and you get all the training that you need, your uniform or the equipment provided for you.
Yeah.
And then you can start going out on with buddy shifts, so with another responder, to kind of build your confidence and get used to the role. And we ask people on that for CFRs, community first responders, to commit 20 hours a month. That's quite important for that role, because you need to maintain your confidence and your skills so that you can really help those patients.
You have to be committed to do something like this, don't you, really, I think, Vanessa?
Yeah, you do. To be a community first responder, you do have to be committed. But, you know, the other roles, like the volunteer car drivers or helping out us in the charity with fundraising events and different things like that, are a lighter and a perhaps easier commitment for some people. So we can sort of facilitate, you know, anybody depending on what hours they've got available.
Yeah, yeah. Everything counts, really, as I say. Every sort of second counts, literally, isn't it? Not just
it
in
really
health,
does.
But obviously for what you're doing as well there. And an integral part of that, I'm guessing, is fundraising too.
Yeah, it is. So our volunteers, all our community first responders, it costs us about £2,000 to provide the equipment for our volunteers. None of that is provided by NHS funding, so that is all provided by the charity. And then it costs us about £350 a year per volunteer to sort of maintain their skills, their equipment, their vehicles, and all the different things that they need. So it's quite a big commitment for us. And fundraising is really, really important for us across the community.
Yeah. It must take a hell of a lot of money. You couldn't say that one year, you know, you're going to raise X amount. It differs, I'm guessing, doesn't it?
It does differ, but we raise a kind of steady sort of half a million a year currently.
Okay.
But, you know, any increase in that we can do means we can provide more volunteers.
Sure.
We can also do more to help our staff, you know, like I said, with mental health programs and different things to make their life a bit easier as well.
And what about networking with other organisations? When I say that, I'm thinking the ambulance service, the air ambulance service, rather.
Yeah, so as a charity, we are involved a little bit with Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance.
Yeah.
And obviously our crews work very closely with them as well.
Yeah.
And we kind of network with other charities in the area. We also work closely with other ambulance charities across the UK, because we're all trying to do the same sort of thing, but in different parts of the UK, and that's a really important network.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're also part of NHS Charities Together, who are the sort of membership organisation for all the NHS charities in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly getting tough out there, isn't it, as you said earlier? And, of course, that everyone's chasing the same pot of money, but it's all desperately needed as well, particularly from what you say there, Vanessa, to us tonight. You know, it's.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's why it was set up in the first place, really, to give a bit of support to the main service.
Yes, it is. It really is, so that we can, you know, stretch our resources further, help more people. And I think one of the things about supporting our charity is the funding stays local.
Yes.
You really are supporting your local ambulance service, and I think that matters to people as well.
It does, isn't it? It's. I think they need that, particularly at the moment, of course. Particularly if you're feeling vulnerable too, you need something reassuring, don't you? And this is, I'm guessing, where you come into it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a lot in the community to, you know, build awareness of mental health, of CPR, you know, how to help people in an emergency situation if you're a bystander and something happens in front of you. All these things are really, really important and matter to our community.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Now, people do, as you said, there's a lot of information you've given us tonight, of course. All that is on your website, isn't it? It's a very detailed website, too, having a quick look as we're talking here. And all sorts of opportunities as well to get involved in all sorts of events coming up as well, I'm guessing, too, Vanessa.
Yes, there is. There is a fundraising section with different events, different ways in which you can support us, all the volunteering opportunities. And how to donate, all sorts of different information.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Just give us the website address again there, Vanessa.
Yeah, so it's scascascharity.org.uk.
Brilliant stuff. Vanessa, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks, Kenon, and just sort of giving people an idea of what you do, because we've seen you out and about, but obviously, you know, sometimes can get confused with the main service. So it's just nice to differentiate between the pair of you, but you come under the same umbrella almost, don't you, really?
Oh, absolutely, we do. We're all part of the same thing. Yeah. We're just a sort of charitable arm of the main service. Yeah,
and all the good work you do. Vanessa, send our love to everyone there and all the fantastic work that you do to look after all of us here in Portsmouth and South East Hampshire, and of course beyond as well. Don't know what we'd do without you, if we're truly honest. Really don't. And I think we should think about that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for your support.
Bless you. Thanks, Kenon, tonight. And we'll catch up soon. Catch up in the new year. Nice to come back to you, if
great.
We may. All right, my
thank
lovely.
You
take care.
Thank
love to all
you
there. Bye-bye. Cheers,
bye.
Vanessa.